Putin rallies the faithful. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president holding a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, celebrating the 8th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine.
Police say more than 200,000 people attended. Putin praised the Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, but made no mention of the heavier-than-expected casualties. He continued to insist Russia's actions in Ukraine are necessary.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Russian ground troops are still bogged down northwest of the capital of Kiev. As airstrikes continue, Ukraine's interior minister says it will take years to defuse the unexploded ordnances after the Russian invasion. The White House says President Biden spoke frankly about the invasion with China's President Xi Jinping on Friday.
President Biden laid out implications and consequences for direct aid to Russia.
President Xi has to decide what he's going to do here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail to reporters what consequences would look like, but
President, again, laid out very clearly and directly in the call what the implications and consequences would be if they provided material support.
President Biden, the White House says, also reiterated his opposition to any change of the status quo in Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the dean of the House of Representatives, has died.
His office issued a statement late Friday saying Congressman Don Young passed away while traveling home to Alaska to be with the state and people he loved. His wife, Anne, was by his side.
Fox's Jill Nato reports no cause of death has been given yet. Representative Young was hospitalized for COVID-19 in 2020. He was first elected to Congress in 1973. Don Young was 88. Fire crews in West Texas are hoping calmer winds forecast Saturday will help them make progress against a massive complex of wildfires that have killed one person and burned at least 50 homes. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
SpaceX lighting up the night sky along Florida's Space Coast. Launching a Falcon 9 rocket into orbit, carrying 4.5 dozen more internet satellites into space, and for the 104th time in company history, landing the booster rocket upright on a barge at sea. An ominous orange glow hugging the West Texas horizon from that huge wildfire that's destroyed dozens of homes. Eastland County, Texas Judge Rex Fields warning residents that evacuation orders are not just a suggestion.
If you stay there out of hard-headedness or stubbornness, you're just putting first responders at risk. And we've already got enough risk. We don't need to be adding to that burden.
In fact, an Eastland County Sheriff's deputy was killed as she was helping people escape the fire Friday. The forecast says there should be a break today in the gusty winds that have been whipping the flames. A pandemic, inflation, skyrocketing gas prices, and war, grief is putting a strain on mental health.
Prolonged grief disorder. It's a new officially recognized condition by the American Psychiatry Association. It's defined as having intense feelings and preoccupied thoughts that cause distress or impede daily functioning beyond the normal grieving process. The APA says it can happen for a child within 6 months of a death of someone close and within 12 months for adults. Symptoms include identity disruption, like feeling as though part of you died and feeling detached from others. Some psychiatrists recommend targeted grief therapy to help people get past it. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Crude oil prices shooting up again, trading about $125 a barrel. Despite that, the AAA says the average price of gasoline continues to trickle lower, down to $4.26 this morning. That's a drop of more than a penny from yesterday's average. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.